From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager here. Millennials tend to get a bad rap for being different from the generations that precede them. And honestly, what generation didn't? And while there's little evidence to back up the stereotypes about Americans roughly aged from 18 to 39, one thing is certain. Millennials make up the largest generation in U.S. history. And despite their historic low rate of home ownership, 31% of millennials owned homes in 2015. And this is according to Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies Improving America's Housing as of 2017. But why they're buying these homes might surprise you. And it's not after they've gotten married or when they're planning for the birth of a child. No, they bought a home to have more space and a better yard for their dogs. That's right, a survey released in late July 2017 by Harris Poll and SunTrust Mortgage found that as many as a third of millennials who purchased their first home say they did it for their furry friends. And get ready for this fun fact. Several studies have shown that children who grow up in homes with dogs are less likely to have allergies and be obese. Researchers say the exposure the kids have with dogs gave them higher levels of something called gut microbes that help prevent allergies and obesity. So maybe we love our dogs because they make us healthier. A late 2016 Mintel study found that 7 in 10 millennial men and 3 in 5 women now own dogs. In fact, 75% of older millennials, those are ages 30 to 39, have dogs, and they're willing to shell out cash for them, which is good news for the pet industry. In 2016 alone, Americans spent $66.75 billion on things like pet food, leashes, collars, and vet care, and I was right there with everybody else spending money on my dogs. Millennials in particular aren't afraid to spend cash on their pets. 76% said they'd happily splurge on items like expensive treats and custom beds, and perhaps a new house. Today's episode of Brain Stuff was researched and written by Sarah Gleim and produced by Dylan Fagan. For more on this and other topics, visit us at howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.